As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Ooh, I'm officially excited. We've got the countdown clock to the draft in the lower left corner of the TV screen on ESPN. 81 hours, 34 minutes, and 23 seconds till the NFL draft, Seth. When it gets down under 80 hours, that's when I'm going to get super excited about the draft.
I wonder, when it comes to countdowns like that, obviously it's not a huge deal for us, but for GMs and anybody else, it becomes very important that you get all of your sleep as much as possible. You want to be well rested going into it.
Yes,
but you got so many things running through your mind.
You do. I'm guessing the hay is in the barn on a lot of stuff. Where I guess unlike the movie Draft Day, where they decided to start evaluating the number one prospect in the draft after they traded for him 10 hours before the draft. I think in real life, if I had to guess. Yeah. That there's very little that can change between now and Thursday for, say, Nick Caserio and his staff over there.
That was one thing that I was actually kind of surprised about with, because I think Nick in the past has said similar things to what you just said, but he did point out that a lot of stuff is still going on in these last couple weeks in terms of just having conversations and maybe tweaking things a little bit. But yeah, by the time draft day rolls around, I think most of these teams, whatever their strategy is, they've got their draft boards solidified. They're not gonna veer from it and start making decisions or anything. Now, this is a couple decades later, and maybe things are more refined. But I do remember hearing a story about one year the Jaguars really wanted a defensive tackle, and they were having a conversation in the boardroom, in the draft room about one particular prospect, and the scouts were saying, oh no, I don't know, we just don't have him rated this high here. And the head coach kept pointing at the kid's 40 time. He had a ridiculously good 40 time, and saying, yeah, but. So I don't know, and they ended up drafting the guy, and he wasn't a good football player, but it was I think there's the way GMs present themselves, and then there's what actually happens, and I think it varies widely from team to team.
Yeah, if I had to guess, the board is probably pretty much set, but you don't have any control over who's calling you saying, hey, we'd like to talk to you about pick number 25.
Right.
That can happen at any time.
Yeah, especially if there's one GM out there who's like a coked up weirdo, and you know that, man, you've got to keep your phone open, because if this guy calls, it's probably going to be at 2:30 a.m., and there's a chance that he's in a bad state of mind to make a decision.
Oh, this is where I wish I had a picture of all the GMs so we could pick who the 2 a.m. Coke caller is among all the GMs.
It's the opposite of when you're president and you get that 2 a.m. call and you got to make a decision. It's usually about something very serious. Mm-hmm. With a GM, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that coked up idiot is going to call me at 2 a.m. I got to be ready to take advantage of him at 2 a.m.
I pick up an extra fourth here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Rockets last night wasn't great. 95-85. They lose to the Golden State Warriors. So they're down 1-0 here. They lose the home court advantage. They're going to have to win a game in San Francisco now in this series. This was a close game down the stretch. Golden State was up for, well, they were leading the entire second half, but the Rockets were able to cut it down to four a couple of times. Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet, if you're looking to point the finger at anybody, point it at those two. They were a combined 7 of 34 from the field last night, 2 of 17 from 3. Jalen Green is the more disturbing of the two to me, because he played so well down the stretch, and he looked like it was a little big for him last night. Here was Ime Udoka on Jalen Green.
I mean, they went after him some, but played in the crowd a little bit too much, and it's not like I said, it's not really the turnovers as much as he only had one, but those shots in the crowd where you got to find your outlets. And so this is a team that's loading up. When he has his isolations on, whether it's up top or getting to the lane, they're packing the paint, and you got to find your outlets. That's going to be a big key throughout the series.
Yeah, don't be the guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that forgets that he has the option of phone a friend.
Lifelines, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just forget it completely that you have lifelines, and you're like, Alexander Hamilton was the 7th president of the United States. No, you just phone a friend, man.
Absolutely.
They're there for you. Use all your available resources, Jalen.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can make that, because we've seen him make that growth and that improvement. It's just that this is also his first playoff game, and it's versus a very savvy, and since Jimmy Butler got there, a top 5 defense, that it becomes that much more difficult. But it also becomes that much more crucial that you be calm, cool, collected, and patient.
Yeah.
And he didn't look patient last night.
No, he didn't. And as a team, they didn't, man. They just did. That half-court offense was, I give Golden State a lot of credit. I mean, they are an active defense. But, man, the lack of good looks, the bad shots, the fact that they could only get stuff done off of their own misses, really. Most of the offense they got was second chance stuff. I mean, they dominated the boards, but it didn't matter because they were so bad shooting overall, and they turned the ball over 16 times. Here is Ime Udoka on the half-court offense.
Not our best, obviously. You only score 85. It's not a great offensive night, and the numbers show that, but I think it was 6 for 29 from 3, 11 for 20 from free throw line, and 17 turnovers that gave them 25 points, so... not our best offensive night by any means, like I said. Hold somebody 95, you'd expect to win if you have a decent offensive night. And not only the shots, but like I said, turnovers playing in the crowd. The misses in the crowd are the same as turnovers, basically. So had our chances. Got it to a four-point game with 2:34, I think, and gave up a three there. But, guarded well enough to win.
I'm trying to think of what in the moment was getting me most angry last night. Like, what was making me yell at the TV, like out loud, where the only person can hear me is my wife sitting on the couch next to me. Why am I yelling? You know, that kind of thing. I think above all else, it was the missed free throws. It was the 11 of 20 from the free throw line. Like, you're an NBA team, and they're the worst free throw shooting team in the NBA, so I shouldn't be surprised by this.
Yeah.
But, like, the turnovers, the missed threes, the bad shots, I can write some of that off to jitters. You know what, at first playoff game, hey, Golden State is a really good defensive team, and they're going to force some things on you like that. Man, you're just standing at a line by yourself. Make a free throw, dude.
You might as well have Dwight Howard as your designated free throw shooter. This is what you're doing in this moment. Where you're doing the frustrating thing is they did so many of the things that you need to do. You could point at all the various role players and rotation players and say, okay, that wasn't a great performance. And yet, the Rockets' blueprint is going to be to out-rebound the other team, which you did. You dominated the boards. You vastly out-rebounded the Warriors. That part of it went according to plan. You slowed it down.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you kept it a lower scoring game. That went according to plan. And just your two best players, or I shouldn't say two best, the two players in the backcourt that you really rely on, you're going to need at least one of those guys to show up. Neither of them showed up.
No.
So, I mean, Alperen Şengün showed up. It's unacceptable for this team, which, as we've said from the get-go, if they win a playoff series versus a good team, it's not going to look like your traditional threat in the playoffs.
No.
It's got to be their brand of basketball. And they played their brand of basketball by and large. Problem is, they did too good a job of playing their brand of basketball and shooting the ball.
Yeah, this is they're a test. Can you grit your way to, at this point, can you grit your way to an NBA championship? Can you grit your way to the Western Conference Finals? Because they're not going to do it. The difference between those two teams last night was Steph Curry is an elite shot maker. Period. Like, that was the difference between the two teams. They don't have that guy. I mean, they've got players that are decent offensive players, and that always, and then now, so now that starts, if this is what this series is going to look like and they end up losing in five or something like that, how intense do the Kevin Durant topics get with this team? Like, one game in, if this is how the series looks, I'm going to tell you right now, the narratives, if this is how this series is going to look, the narratives coming out of this series, if they lose this way, they lose this way, is going to be, do you trade for Kevin Durant? Is the only reason you opt in on Fred VanVleet is to mix him into a Durant trade? Because you got to question everything. Fred VanVleet has not been very good since he's come back from the ankle injury. He's had a couple good games, but he's not been very good.
So. It is. You know what? If I had to, we went into the playoffs thinking, like, I don't want to think about Kevin Durant, and I don't want to look at this as some kind of ultimatum on whether or not you go after Kevin Durant. But if they continue to have games like last night, not only do I want them to go after Kevin Durant, but my list of untouchables is drastically smaller than it was before.
Yeah, good point.
That's great that you guys love Fred VanVleet so much and he means so much to the culture and everything. That is great. Love all of that.
Yeah.
I'd also like people who can score
make shots. Yeah, see you later. Someone texts in, Jabari didn't miss a shot. He was 3 for 3. He didn't take many shots. Ime was asked about that after the game. I'm possibly shuffling the starting lineup, putting Jabari Smith Jr. into the starting lineup.
I mean, it was, some guys did struggle offensively. You're not going to overreact to one game, but if guys do play better, we have a chance there. You know, a 10-point loss, and like I said, holding somebody in 95, it was an offensively poor showing. The defense was good enough, but not going to overreact to that game. Like I said, some of the guys' first time, and we had our chances.
Yeah, that would be panicking. I think if you, like, Dylan, you're going to the bench, and we're gonna try this Jabari thing out here.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, Dylan can hit threes, and that's the swap out. I understand wanting to get Smith out there, but at the same time, it's kind of a wash on the swap out there.
Yeah.
Like there's other guys that just simply need to perform better.
All right, so that's your Rockets, 95-85. Next game is on Wednesday night at Toyota Center. Got to win that one.
Wednesday
night at Toyota Center.
That's good for Steven Adams, one of the brighter spots on the floor.
Extra day, man.
Try to get as many minutes as possible out of him. I mean, And it becomes, you know, as things get more and more pertinent as the series progresses, you got to start really trying to push the envelope with him potentially.
Someone sent in a stat earlier on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. I'll have to go fact check this, but they said the Warriors have only lost one series in this stretch they've had, you know, like going back to 2015, where they've only lost one series in which they took a 1-0 lead. So if the Warriors winning the first game of the series, now half of those, they just played teams that were extremely inferior to them probably, and they went on to sweep.
Yeah, I don't think lambs to the slaughter in a lot of those.
This is not the Warriors teams of 2016 and 2017 and things like that.
I know they've lost a couple of series, if you want to call the play-in game a series, where they started off 0-1.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to say, well, listen, this isn't your uncle's Warriors team.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, it's not the same Warriors team that they were at the beginning of the season, because Jimmy Butler has made a huge difference for them. And the playoff experience obviously really, really mattered last night.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. Boy, Tony Busby has his next potential defendant in a civil lawsuit, and it is a big name in the sports world. This just dropped on TMZ is where I saw it. Just dropped. We'll have that for you. And it's somebody I'm looking at on my TV right now. It's coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.